Hello. People of Earth. People of Earth. It's time to connect the dots. You've been waiting too long. You've been dragging your feet. You've been like daydreaming. It's time to wake up and get your act together. People of Earth, we are the galactic civilizations. We will land on your planet. Whether you know it or not, we're coming. We're going to land here. Get ready. I know you want to hear the truth, and that's only when we'll have full disclosure. When our galactic brothers and sisters finally land here on planet Earth, what are they waiting for? Come on, they could have done this like 50 years ago if they wanted to. I don't know how they think, it's dragging on. They're dragging their feet, too. You know, this should have been all taken care of. The evil guys should have been removed from our world a long time ago. I hear it's in the process now. I'm following, you know, whatever information comes along the grapevine. But it's all leading up to the event. Yeah, hey, I participated in the global meditations, and supposedly they've helped, you know, and we've got the attention of the whole universe. That we want to be free of evil on planet Earth, and it's in the process of happening, but it's not happening fast enough. Yeah, and if you're watching mainstream media news, they don't want to let you in on what's going on behind the scenes. They want to keep you locked in the buy, consume thing. Hey, if there's one movie you ever watch in your life, it's called They Live, 1988, starring famous wrestler Rowdy Roddy Piper. Yeah. And 1988, the movie's called They Live. He puts on the sunglasses and he sees who the aliens are, disguised as humans. And all the billboards say, consume, buy, listen to authority, go to sleep. They've all got subliminal messages. And I've said it before. You don't understand how easy a subliminal message can be hidden behind any picture, anywhere. You go to the bookstore, if you can find one, and get a copy of Magic 3D Magic Eye. There's a couple of versions of it out there. And you will quickly learn about shifting your vision and seeing the hidden message behind the a so-called harmless picture. Man, that is the truth. Anything to be hidden very easily. Hey, I mean, you know, there's games being played out here. Right in front of your eyes, the universe is interacting with us all time. All the time, it's been happening. Ever since we got TV, it's been happening. You know, a lot of things that show up on TV, like the game shows and stuff, they're educational in a way. And other things that appear on the TV screen, hints are being given to us. And there are higher evolved beings from the faster dual means of existence that are actively engaged in trying to get us messages secretly, but right in front of our face through the TV screen. You know, a lot of the game shows they're telling us about, like, what reality is, you know? Like, to tell the truth and things like that, or what's behind door number one and what's behind door number two, you know? You got to guess what's there, so to speak, but you can use clues to figure it out. All these game shows, you know, people are given clues and they have to figure things out. Well, that's how life is on Earth. You know, right now we got a game show going, not on the regular TV, but we could say it's happening in the larger picture. We, the people here on planet Earth, we got, there's, who's telling the truth, you know? We have several contestants out there saying, oh, this is how it is. And another contestant saying, no, this is how it is. And they're trying to explain who are the bad guys and who are the good guys in the universe. And this is going to go down to the wire, I think. You know, there's the group called the Galactic Federation. That they're saying they're the good guys, 52 star nations, also referred to as the Galactic Federation of Light. And they're in competition with the, you know, they've got one thing, they've got their representatives, and they're telling you one message of what you're supposed to be doing and getting ready. And then there's another group, the 2012 portal, the portal, where the code name Cobra is used to represent the guy who is in charge of giving out the intel, what it's okay to give us. And they used to be called the Galactic Federation too, and or Galactic Federation of Light also. And then they changed it to the Galactic Confederation. And maybe that's because another group vying for claiming they're the ones is the Guardian Alliance. Yeah, and they claim the Galactic Federation used to be good guys, but now they're bad guys. So who are we to listen to, you know? And they're the ones talking about the Phantom Matrix, you know? Are we in the Phantom Matrix or are we in the real Matrix, you know? And there's all these competing sources. And then we have the Pleiadians or the Pleiadians, you know, that they're mentioned. And there's good and bad Pleiadians also. And they're mentioned and they're vying for getting our attention, you know. So, you know, who's telling the truth? Well, the real truth teller, police reveal themselves. They're all claiming to tell the truth. And, you know, the Guardian, not familiar with it, the Guardian, this woman, Ashiana Dean, she's formerly known as, you know, she's been decoding, some kind of holographic disc and bringing the 15-dimensional perception of the universe to us. But, you know, I being a knowledgeable person, I can accept some of the stuff she says, and some of the stuff I find is just like you're totally off, whacked out. It's totally wrong, and for a lot of reasons. I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, again, everybody's like saying, everything I say is right. And the other group says everything I say is right. Oh, who are we going to believe, you know? Yeah, and there's so much information. Then there's the Keys of Enoch. You know, I met the guy who wrote the book, you know. He seems pretty legitimate, and there's so much important information. That's a 1973 book, and there's so much important information in that book. And then there's all the Pleiadian information that was channeled by walk-in people also. Some Pleiadians are walk-ins. I know a walk-in on Twitter right now that I follow, and we communicate a little too. If you know what walk-ins are, well, it's an arranged agreement where a soul can walk into somebody else's body. It's prearranged, and nobody's imposed anything on anybody, and that's what a walk-in is. and they're here for their to help us out. Everybody's here to help us. They all claim that, but I mean, who are the real guy helpers? And how do we decipher who the bad guys are trying to deceive us? You know, the bad guys, the dark side, the anti-God people. They're always claiming to be Jesus. They're always claiming to be God. They're always claiming to be every important person that you ever thought about. And they're great deceivers. They've been doing this for millions of years, I hear. And they're still doing it today. So you got to be careful who you listen to. And you ought to listen to, investigate all these different sources of information, you know? And the fifth apocryphal revelation is out there, too. You got to look for it. You'll find it. And what most people don't realize is you're missing out on a lot of things. The Pleiadians seem to be the friendliest of the groups out there and seem to be offering more things than anybody else's. They have their teams looking to help us. You know, there's a protocol called Command 771. You got to say it three times, but first you better look it up on the internet and find out what it relates to. It relates to the Pleiadians helping you out with some maybe health issues or something like that. And then there's another command. I think it's 1221. Look it up. And another thing being offered by the Pleiadians, where they, when you say that command and those numbers, a team gets set up to help you out. Yeah, believe it or not, you as an individual can get a team to help you out from, let's say, the other side. You know, the other side of the veil. The faster vibrating dimensions, you know, basically that's why we can't see them, because unless we get our eyesight to expand the parameters of human eyesight, they're out of sight. You know, that's how we've heard about people being able to make themselves disappear, because if you can make yourself vibrate beyond a certain frequency, no one will see you anymore. Yeah, that's how a lot of these evil entities sneak around and infest us and follow us around and trick us, because they have learned the technique, or they're from the higher dimensions, the faster vibrating dimensions themselves, and they just keep vibrating fast enough so we can't see them. They can sneak around and mess with our lives. Yeah, it's difficult on planet Earth. But that's the secret of that. When something vibrates at such a fast speed, that goes beyond the capabilities of your eyes to see them. And in the faster dimensions, they're all beyond our abilities. But we can see a little beyond, and we can extend our vision a little bit. You know, there's different ways to do it. You know, you got to do your own investigation on that. So anyhow, there's all these to tell the truth groups that are claiming to be the authority, you know, and they all, none of them are perfect. They all have good points and they all say nice things, and but some of them have been making mistakes, and you wouldn't be able to tell they're making mistakes unless you've had a lot of previous knowledge, reading important books about information that was revealed to humanity at different points in time. And there's been a lot revealed to humanity beyond belief. If I was to stand here and attempt to tell you all that I've assimilated, this show would have to go on for weeks, maybe months, before I would run out of information. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So that's it. You know, if you're listening to my voice, you need to start going on. The internet's a good place to start and find out who these people are, you know. The Guardian Alliance, the Galactic Federation, the Christus Avatar. That's an individual. He has the show. He does the Asiana Dean teachings. I've seen him mess up a few times, though, but he's a very entertaining guy. Maybe that's a good place to start, because he has a good way of integrating some of the points. And then look up the Pleiadians. Start finding out all the information there. Plenty of books written by people getting Pleiadian information. And like I said, they have these Command 771 and the other command, I think it's 1221. And you say that three times, and but first find out about it and what the Pleiadians are offering before you just go out and do it, because, you know, you're going to have to connect with them telepathically. Everybody can do telepathic communication. Basically, you just think it and put, and with an intention, you want to send it to the Pleiadians. So, but some of these things you want to speak out loud. It gives it more power and force. And saying the thing three times, that's kind of a rule in the universe. It needs to be done sometimes. That's how you tell if you're getting channeled information, if the party is whom they say they are. You ask them an identifying question, and you ask it three times. If they're legitimate, they'll understand what you're doing. If they start making excuses and avoiding and answering it three times, you know they're a fraud, a fake, or try to change the subject. Most people aren't aware of that, and there's a lot of people channeling the information, and for all they know, the devil's giving them the information, because they didn't bother to test the spirits, as it's called, whom they were getting the info from. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is, you know, this is educational show. I mean, hey, it's call-in radio show, too, 888-627-6008. And if you're on your computer, of course, the phone numbers are there. If you're not in the United States or Canada, you have to call in the regular number, 323-744-4831. That's the number for Station 1. I'm on Station 1. How about that? That's what my program is listed to. Listed at midnight to 1 a.m. the next day. Yeah, we're into Sunday already. How about that? And just out of the blue, I'm going to say this, a belated happy birthday. I forgot to say it last week, to Jesus. Yeah, Jesus of Nazareth. It happens to be, his birthday is known to be August 21st, and you can't find that information in the Bible, no siree. But it's out there. And it's known that is his birthday, and it was known that he was born exactly at noontime. A perfect time to be born, right? Where the AM changes into the PM, right in the middle of the day. Yeah. And perfect for someone like Jesus. You know, what most people don't understand about Jesus is, one, he didn't start Christianity. He didn't start a religion. He was on a mission to educate humanity about the loving nature of the real God, the one and only, personally known as the Heavenly Father. All these galactic people coming to Earth, they apparently have no personal connection to the Heavenly Father, because they refer to him as Source. But I guess Jesus came to our world to give that message, planet Earth. We were given that special personal attention. And the teachings he gave, which were many of them, really some of the, probably the largest collection of philosophical teachings any man ever brought to planet Earth, it's called the Gospel. And he didn't, when he was done with his preaching sojourn here on Earth, he told his disciples, go out and preach the gospel like I've taught it to you. He didn't say start a religion or anything like that. The Romans started the religion. of Christianity under the guise of the Roman Catholic Church. And the Romans created the Bible. And say, they don't talk about these things too much. I mean, if you're going to read a book, the Bible, you should really understand what you're reading. You know, you've got 39 Jewish texts or books, and the rest is the newer books. You've got the four Gospels and the remaining ones written by Paul the Apostle, which was really his interpretations, letters he wrote to some of the churches of that time and day. So, you know, not everything in the Bible is the Word of God. The only thing that anybody can claim is the Word of God is the words that Jesus spoke. And some of them, few bits have been altered because the Romans, again, they were trying to take over two religions at one time, and they've had pretty successful time of it with the Roman Catholic Church. And the only words of God in the Bible are what the words Jesus spoke. Because remarkably enough, if you take the time to read it, and a couple of times each one of the Gospels, and grasp that Jesus says more than once, everything, because he said, everything I tell you is not of my own volition. It's not my thinking. It's not my thoughts. I am in direct communication with the Heavenly Father, and he, you know, basically telepathically communicates to him, to me, what he wants me to tell you. And so when I tell you something, that is the word of the real God, and that's the importance of the teachings of Jesus. The rest of the Bible, whatever, you can make some correlations here and there, and some of it, you'll find some words of truth in other places, but that's the issue with the importance of the Bible. And happy belated birthday, Jesus, which was on August 21st. And yeah, Jesus is alive. He's alive in his celestial body, his higher evolved body. The reason I'm talking about this is because these groups, these galactic federations, confederations, guardian alliance, they don't seem to really know who Jesus is. You know, the 15-dimensional explanation of the matrix we're in, that also has a phantom matrix set up by the rebels who broke their connection with the 12th dimension. But their 15-dimensional interpretation of the system we're in, it doesn't understand that Jesus is above their 15-dimensional system. They try to place him in the 15 dimensions, between the 9th and the 12th. Several people named Jesus. Of course, there's many people. That's a popular name back then. Many people were named Jesus. In fact, they were talking that long before the Guardians Alliance Freedom Teachings came out. They were talking that back in the 70s. People were talking about that. That there were other people around the same time with the same name. You know, it's difficult to distinguish people when they all have one name, Jesus, you know, or Yeshua, as it was said. So there's just a little info on that. So when these galactic people arrive, we'll actually be allowed to tell them a little more about Jesus than they know. They're going to tell us plenty of good things, too. They're going to tell us the true situation, who all the bad guys are, how we've been deceived. You know, and they're going to help us reconnect our DNA, and I hear it's being worked on as we sleep right now, and take all the the implants out of us that haven't been taken out already. What's going on behind the scene? You wouldn't know any of this if you didn't go on the internet. And I mean, it amazes me. You know, I try to follow these things. The 2012 portal is probably the most informative of what's going on behind the scenes. Some of the things they come up with, like I'm saying, like, huh? How can you not know this? How can you not know that? And how can you be so easily fooled by the bad guys? You know, and how come you haven't wrapped it up yet? You know, and you're talking, well, they only have two hiding places left on Earth. Well, come on, don't tell me that these places are impregnable. Come on, when there's a will, there's a way. You know, I've read some of them. Maybe you ought to buy some books on Earth and read them up in your spacecraft. You can learn a few things, like from the Keys of Enoch. You know, I'm sure you're in one of those crafts that that book talks about. You know, that can, shape three different universe locations, can all be coordinated together with the tricolor ship or the bicolor ship, I don't expect regular people to understand this, but unless you read the Keys of Enoch, but modulating reality with cubes and pyramids and other sacred geometric shapes. I don't understand. You know where the bad guys are. Why can't you just get rid of them? You know? There are things, you know? I mean, there's all kinds of tricks. I don't think you guys understand. You know, the bad guys use tricks all the time. But you good guys, you're allowed to use tricks. Did you know that trickery is permitted? I'm telling you, right? And what am I, in a mere mortal form here on Earth? But I'm telling you, if you're listening, but you're probably not, because I think you're suffering from egos, too. You seem to think that we're all unaware, and those of us that are aware, you're not willing to communicate with us, you know? And I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it forever. Telepathic communication, it has its good points, but it is not perfect communication. Sometimes it is, but not always. Sometimes what we've perfected language to be here on Earth, even though we all speak different languages, there are certain things that you can pinpoint, explain with verbal language that you just couldn't do with telepathy. If you don't understand that, well, you need to get yourself a phone and call into the show, and I'll explain it to you. You know? I've done telepathic communication. You know? I've had a lot of fun with it. Me and a celestial comedian one night, we had the people in stitches throughout the whole night. We were like a team of comedians. Their telepathic communication was perfect. But when you're trying to explain a situation like a strategy involving taking out the bad guys in their last stronghold, you need to do that with a verbal conversation. Because if you do it telepathically, they're going to pick up your telepathic conversation. You know? And there's ways to communicate. Maybe, you know, you want to be real secret about it. You do it, you write it down on pencil and paper on a blackboard and you erase it, right? You have to write it and then you go back and forth like that. There's so many tricks in the book and there's so many strategies. You guys, you know, if you ever watch Stargate SG-1 and you're familiar with that series, I forget the names of the good guys. They got those little gray bodies and the big spaceship, and they're benevolent. They're our friends. They like the Stargate team. and but they're very powerful. And they were trying to fight the replicators, these AI machines that, you know, put themselves together like GoBots and stuff like that. And they're hard to defeat because they keep replicating themselves. That's why they're the replicators. And they're like spider things, you know, metallic spiders. And they're very hard to defeat. But so these supreme beings that help the Stargate team out with their mighty ships and mighty weapons, they can make things, suck them up, and take them away, just like that. But they couldn't beat these replicators. And they admitted to the Stargate team, you know, your idea of what we would have never thought about the scheme that you came up with to deal with the replicators and beat them. You know, so that's kind of like the situation we have here, I think. You know, we got these our galactic brothers and sisters looking to help us, but they don't seem to understand that we know certain strategies that they would never think about. Those of us that have spent our whole life here on Earth, you know, and or a significant amount of time here on Earth, we know tricks that they would never even dream of. And that's what they should be doing now. But if they're going to just keep, you know, this thing about you don't want to talk to us, you're worried about this and that. Come on. I've got a radio show here. I've got a phone number you can call in. Don't tell me you don't know how to make a phone call without getting traced or giving away your position where your spacecraft is. Please. You know? If you claim to be a bit more advanced than the bad guys with technologies, and you got technologies for everything, what is the problem with making a phone call? And then we can have a little reciprocative communication. I guess maybe you're not even speak English. I don't know. But there's certain things that need to be talked out in a conversation that telepathy will not always get 100% right. Because in certain ways, telepathy is a one-way conversation, you know? The person sends out the thoughts, the other person receives it. It's not like, well, when you're in a verbal conversation and you start saying something, I can stop you right there and say, no, that's not it. You're going down the wrong avenue. This is it. And then I'll explain it to you in detail. And then you can picture it as I'm explaining it to you. Now, if that you can't understand that, well, I don't know what to say. But hey, not only is this an educational show, it's a time. I still have a few questions out there. Will somebody call in and explain the hologram we're in? Why is it called? Why are you all calling it a hologram? You know, you can learn a lot of things out there on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Hey, hashtag is Tom Edison Press, V-R-E-Z. You go to check out the things I mostly do. Occasionally I give it in my opinion, but mostly I'm just supportive of the good things that other people put out there. And there's a lot of good things. And I'll talk about them in a moment here. In fact, one good thing that somebody's putting out is sound. The fact that sound is actually a correct way to look at sound is a sphere. You know, we always see these graphs where there's like an oscilloscope wave line going up and down showing the parameters of the wave. But that's an incorrect viewpoint in a sense. I mean, it's done for a practical reason, but supposedly sound is, that's the latest bit of information being put out there. Sound is spherical. And probably the best way to understand that is you drop a little stone in a pond of water, you have concentric circles going out in all directions. And the sound would not only go out horizontally, it would go out to all 360 degrees of the sphere. And the points in between, it would be just going out everywhere. And that's something we should be thinking about. And something similar to that, how we get wrong perceptions. We all, well, I won't say we all, but if you're familiar with science, science uses a circle to represent an atom. And they'll tell you the electron revolve around the center point, you know, being the nucleus. But if you take, you know, and they draw it as a circle, maybe, you know, on a piece of paper, it might be a half inch circle, quarter inch circle, 1 inch circle, and put the dot in the center for the nucleus, you know, and sometimes we divide that up, and the electron or electrons are around the outer edge of the circle. Now, that's a bad example because it... Because this is why when you take into account the small particles we're talking about, electrons, you know, extremely small, and even the nucleus is extremely small. So, and in relation to the space the atom might take up, the... to accurately draw... the space in between the center of an atom and the electrons around the outside, you would have to probably draw a circle about as large as a football stadium and put a penny in as the center, and you would have all that empty space. Think of a large baseball arena made in a circle, you know? That would be the outer, and the outer ring of that would be where the electrons are, and you would place a penny in the center of that field. And you would have all that empty space. Now, that's a real, would be a realistic, of course, on paper and pencil, it's impractical, but that's a more realistic understanding of how much space is between the center of an atom and the electrons orbiting it, which tells you that there's plenty of space for one thing to go through another. And that's how it is possible, because there is that much space in between. Yes, you could push the pencil through the bar of lead if you had enough energy behind it. It's, some people know the physics behind it, but it is possible that way. And that's how something can... I read in the story one time about a Pleiadian story about how the somebody was, maybe it was an Iberian, they were bringing a crystal from psoriasis, and their mission was to implant it in the center of the earth. And because it was nine-dimensional, and, you know, the earth is like one, two, and three dimensions, it was able to squeeze... go right through and disappear into the center of the earth without affecting anything, because there's that much space between the atoms. You won't learn that in physics class. You won't ever learn that in college, but that's a high-tech explanation of, there's a lot of space in each atom, more space than anything else, and so things can pass through things. Now, and I just told you about the sound being spherical. And I still like someone to explain the hologram. You know, maybe somebody's going to call in and explain why we're in a hologram. Because if you take the normal definition of a hologram, and the best example is probably the holograms that Pink Floyd used to do in concert, where they had giant-sized holograms bigger than the sizes of houses, and they would float them through the air, and you could see right through them like ghost images, but you could see the image perfectly clear, but you could see through the image at the same time, done with a couple of cameras. That's a hologram. So how can we say we're in a hologram here if we can't see through everything? If this was a hologram, shouldn't we be able to see through everything, like X-ray vision of Superman or something like that? So that needs to be explained. Stop talking and saying we're in a hologram if you can't explain it. You know, think you're smart, think you're hot stuff, because you said, oh, well, you're living in a hologram. Well, that should have the decency to try to explain that to us, you know, because it defies common sense. You know, I'd like to hear the explanation, and then I could accept it. But for all practical purposes, a statement like that doesn't make any sense, you know. I don't know what to say beyond explain the hologram. And of course, I got the mystery question in there. Those of you who can see beyond normal vision, tell us all, what are the red Christmas lights, little red blinking lights in the sky that are always there? You only can see them once you get your... expand your vision beyond normal vision. Otherwise, you can't see them. But they're there. They're not as much as the stars in the sky, but there's a significant amount of them. If you look at an area of sky, you might see a couple of hundred of them up there. You know? And they're spaced apart kind of evenly and stuff like that. No exact formation, but they're there and they're sparkling, like little tiny red Christmas lights that sparkle. Now, that's a tough question to answer, that one. Maybe the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation can find it in their hearts to make a phone call and explain that to us. You know, we'd like to hear that too. But meanwhile, back on Earth, people of Earth are coming. Yes, they're coming. Check it out. Go on the internet and find out about the event, or you can find out probably better at the 2012 portal.blogspot.com. The Cobra Guy, you know, he doesn't repeat stuff, so... you'll have to go trace backwards to find out where the where that is. You might have to go back pretty far, but it's worth it, because you really have to educate yourself in this crazy world. And meanwhile, to get a little less serious, you got to check out my Beatlemania in America 2. It's out there on YouTube. You know, Beatlemania, that's one word. I spell it all capital letters, B-E-A-T-L-E, and regular letters, mania. But it's all one word, Beatlemania in America, 2, the number 2. You know, like you see on your phone keypad, a 2, yeah, like that. Beatlemania in America, 2. Bit of it is loaded with screaming from that classic, the first large rock concert of all time, Shea Stadium, 1965. And you'll get to hear what what it was like to be in that crowd that night. All you can hear is the screaming. And so you'll get to experience that and a lot of cool snapshots of from that event. And then it takes you into the parking lot, Shea Stadium, right after the concert. And then it takes you to an amazing concert from September of 1964 that the Beatles, somebody took a photograph from the side of the Beatles on stage and the audience, and captured in that photograph, I don't think anybody realized what they had captured, but I came across it, and I decided I got to put this in my second Beatlemania one, because it's loaded with orbs, hundreds of orbs, and orbs are what the camera picks up when there are invisible consciousnesses in the shape of a sphere. They show up on a camera photograph as orbs, and the camera also picked up the smaller points of white light that leave light trails. You know, it's there. Check it out. That's why you got to see. You got to see it for yourself. And it was there. And that's how popular the Beatles were, that they had large audiences of orbs and other flying invisible creatures that left light trails that the camera picked up with a single photograph. It's awesome. It's just an amazing video. It's educational too. You know, I don't think there is any photograph of any band in the world that has all these orbs in the audience, up by the ceiling, in between the crowd. Small little white dots. They can be between people even, because they weren't taking up that much space when they notice them. But the bigger orbs, the beach ball size orbs, they're up there near the ceiling. You got to check it out. Beatlemania in America too. And I try to be educational in my videos. I do a lot for this world for free, no charge, you know. The only way I can get any money on this radio station is if you, the listeners, subscribe, you know, a couple of dollars here, a couple of dollars there, or you can find it in your heart to buy one of my songs and my two albums at 99 cents a piece from CD Baby. They're sold on iTunes. They're sold Google Play, all the usual places, Amazon. The name of the albums are American Party Songs, 12 songs on there, and Songs Better Than Dylan, 23 songs. Most of those are folk songs. And, total of 35 songs. I guarantee you'll like at least one of them. You know, have a heart. Download it for 99 cents, and I can get some sales out of that. I mean, because I don't have a band. I'm out there playing. It's the only way you can get to listen to the whole song before you buy it. I mean, that's one thing good about CD Baby. They put it out on YouTube. You know, they show the album cover that you chose for your album, and start with the album, and then they'll take you through all the songs, and you can listen to the whole song for free. And then out of your heart, one that you really like, download it, and so I can, for 99 cents, and I get 90 cents out of that. So it's a fair business deal. And I think anybody can afford 99 cents. But I need some support with this, you know. Nobody paid me to do the album. I paid to do it myself. My book, Connected Dots Theory, I published it myself. you know, it costs money, but it's out there too. I mean, you can download that probably for under $10. You know, you can buy the full 8.5 by 11 book at Barnes and Noble. Everybody should have a copy of it because it has the pictures in it of invisible life forms that are out there at night all the time. I mean, we're talking about 75 pictures. Plus, it has the description of the interactions of the unusual spacecraft when they come down and open up the sky. It explains it all, and they interact with people. And, you know, they open up a portal, a stairway, and they come down and communicate with people at gatherings and other important events. Hey, this is reality I'm talking about. You know, if you're not aware about it, well, it's because you didn't get yourself a copy of Connected Dot Theory, because that's the only book that has this info in it, and the most unusual spacecraft, hovering spacecraft. They hover over these events, whatever galactic group it is, and they interact with the people. They open up the portal, they open up the sky. It's kind of like they zip open the sky. If you were there and it's pointed out to you, you would see it and you would understand it. Just to keep looking at those pictures every day, and then maybe you're going to get inspired to get a camera and go out there, you know, with real film, you know, 35 millimeter film, and you might capture some of these things in your backyard, especially if you have a spruce tree. These creatures I found out like spruce trees. Well, that is a tremendous amount of information I poured out tonight. And say, I can use a little help from my friends, a little help from my listeners, you know, because one gets tired of putting everything out there for free and no rewards, you know. What can I say? I do what I can, and I be supportive of people I can. That's why I go on Twitter, to be supportive of people out there. There's a lot of great people out there putting information on, and you might want to follow me on Twitter, because I put out the information I think is the most important. I always retweet it or repost it, as it says now, you know, Elon boy. Change the terms. It's no more retweeting, it's reposting. And occasionally I'll make a statement on something somebody says, if you can be supportive of what they're saying or call attention to it. Because some of these things, they need to be okay, it was a call-in radio show. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week, and you're going to hear the lead guitar solo to my song, Are You the Partying Kind? That's out on YouTube, too. You ought to watch it, and you'll see what it is to be the partying kind, because I lived that life. I've lived it. And then followed by my anthem. Yeah, you're only going to hear the lead guitar solo for 28 seconds or something like that. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. The whole song, basically. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too. And that is the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown. Take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here, took my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world.